the reasons there's only a handful of folks on the south end is you used to have to hand dig your wells. My well's 105 feet deep, dug by some poor pioneer with a shovel, a bucket, a rope, a light, and somebody up top he trusted more than I trust anybody. You look down my well hole, it's 3 feet in diameter and swerves a bit, and shine a light down to the bottom, you see a teeny, itsy-bitsy reflection the size of a silver dollar. That's what daylight looked like to my well digger. Personally, I'd drink gutter water collected in a dirty wood barrel before you got me down a damp hole that could cave in any second. There are wells on the south end hand dug over 200 feet deep. Lighting those looks like a star at the end of the galaxy only Hubble can see. Water's always been a problem on the south end. We're surrounded by it and we're rained on by it most of the time, and it always seems to leak its way into our shacks. But finding enough to drink, that's another matter. My neighbors have water associations. Big wells, giant holding tanks, huge headaches, saltwater intrusions, government regulations, arsenic poison, and plenty of opportunities have contentious meetings and increasing dues and nasty lawsuits. They wanted me and the Mrs. to join up a few years back. Give them $10,000 and I can enjoy the privilege of being ruled and regulated and taxed. I thanked them, but said no thanks. Our pitiful well would just have to do. After all, it's been working okay for 80 years. We might make it last a few more. A month later, they sold a different neighbor that water share for $3,000. That definitely puts a chill on the neighborhood picnic. I suspect they've got some kind of prejudice against loud, thirsty banjo players.